everybody. Welcome to another edition of Mondays with Nagy. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It Like with Jesse Blanco. You can find that on television. Weekends, WJCL, 5 a.m. Saturday, 12:30 on Sundays. On the other end of this thing here is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm back to hoodies. Because it's a it you said before we started rolling that you're freezing. Are you in church?
No.
Where are you doing this from? You're in your dining room?
I had to be in the dining room today because the light in my office was just coming in like way too strong. This is an antique I have from Spain. Beautiful. From the late 1700s.
Now, is it a door? Is it a backdrop? What is it?
It's a cabinet. That's where all my silver and my special serving platters and stuff.
Got it.
It was so old. There were no shelves, so I had to actually make shelves.
Very cool. Very cool.
But you probably can't tell, but it's so old. All the nails and all the hardware and everything are handmade. You know, like.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. So yeah, this is my office. A couple of weeks ago, I took my space heaters, because in the winter I have one in here. I took them to storage because I have a storage facility, and I took them over there. And literally that day when I got back from storage, I came back in here in the office and it was warm. And so I turned on the AC and here I am cold again, wishing I had my space heater, but it'll be fine by midday. Anyway.
It will be.
Yes. You have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. I did a little work. I had a fun night out Saturday night, church, beach, exercise, you know, showed property, and was in bed by 7:30 last night. So exhausted.
You know, that weekend with a few exceptions sounds a little bit like mine. I was tied down to this desk working on my taxes this weekend. Ran 7 miles on Saturday as I prepare for the Brooklyn Half Marathon in a couple of weeks. And made a big old dinner yesterday, and I was in bed by 10 after 8 on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Just sometimes it'd be like that.
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So we have a big week. It's Happy Heritage Week.
Happy Heritage Week. Happy Easter Week.
Yes. Is Happy Heritage, because I've been around long enough to hear people saying it, Happy Heritage is actually something people say like it's a holiday around the island, right?
That is correct. And this year it falls the same week of Easter. Yeah. It doesn't always.
Right.
But when it does, it's kind of mass chaos, you know, on the island. There's still a lot of people, a lot of stuff going on. And yeah. Everybody just gets prepared and hunkers down. And, you know, the goal is to enjoy yourself. See people.
Yeah, of course. Of course, from a tourism standpoint, I was discussing this with someone months ago when the calendar, you know, was realized what it was, and they've known it forever. Usually you get a bump for spring break. You get a bump in, you know, I mean, occupancy on the island. You get a bump for spring break. You get a bump for heritage, and you get a bump for Holy Week, which this is. But this year, they're all the same week. So
Yeah, with the exception that spring break has been going on since March. I mean, right. You know, different schools have different.
Right. But I mean, locally. Yeah. Locally, I believe Beaufort County schools are out this week for spring break.
Oh, correct. A lot of my friends have taken their children and left the island.
Yes. Yes. You know? Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it. It's like having your birthday on Christmas. You don't get to double dip the numbers. It is what it is. All right. We're going to talk about food. We have been doing some eating and liking. You have been doing some eating and liking, and we are looking forward to doing some eating and liking all week long, including me on Easter, which we'll get to that a little bit later, but I'm not exactly sure what I want to do yet on Easter, and there are reasons why, but we will discuss that later. You had a lovely dinner the other day with some friends, yes?
Yes. Yeah, several of us, lots of us, big table, went to Frankie Bones. And you know what? We all decided we just wanted to do a bunch of apps, with the exception of a couple of entrees. But we did a bunch of apps. And I had things at that night that I have never tried on Frankie Bones' menu. And I was really impressed with everything. And you know, the what kept going around the table was how good everything was. And the common thought was, in a restaurant such as Frankie Bones, where they have such a massive menu, where they try to please, you know, the palates of so many different people, one would think that, you know, a restaurant like that would only do everything mediocre, but everything was outstanding. And so that was the common thread of discussion throughout the whole evening.
You know, I know exactly what you're talking about. Frankie Bones, obviously owned by our friends at the Surge Group, who own, I think, 11 or 12, whatever it is, more restaurants on the island. You know, you get into places that have large menus like that and you think, okay, it's good, but nothing is wow great. But I think Frankie Bones is one of them. Wise Guys is another.
Yes. That
depending on what you get, it's really, really good. Full disclosure, not everything on the menus at a lot of these places is, you know, off the charts amazing to me. But sometimes you get like a Frankie Bones. That's one of the ones where it's like, okay, One Hot Mama's is another. Pretty much everything on that menu is outstanding. But you get the wings at One Hot's, and what you're saying at Frankie Bones, you pick the right stuff and it's outstanding. What'd you have?
Oh my gosh, we did their garlic cheesy bread, which is served with a marinara sauce. So good, like ridiculous. And, you know, I limit gluten, but I did have a bite of that. We did bacon-wrapped shrimp.
Bacon-wrapped shrimp?
We did the bacon-wrapped shrimp. We did the Italian sausage-stuffed mushrooms. We did the meatballs, the escargot. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. We did actually order one coffee-rubbed ribeye. You know how much I love that steak. It's my favorite. Yeah. And we sort of just kind of all shared it. And then someone else got the chicken parm over penne. And so that kind of went around the table. And there was other stuff. It was massive.
That's cool. How many of you were there?
Like 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That sounds like fun. Very cool. So thumbs up for Frankie Bones and your appetizer driven pig out.
It was a pig out. That's the truth. That's the truth. And shout out to my friend Liz. She borrowed Frankie Bones, and Saturday was her birthday.
Oh. 27, just like you?
Yep. Actually, I think she's younger than me.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Well, I have not been on the island. Actually, I stopped off a very quick mention, because we mention it all the time, but I had a lovely dinner at Pomodori 2 in Bluffton on Thursday, I want to say. Had a bunch of stuff going on in Bluffton, and I was on my way home, and I almost didn't stop, and I said, you know what, let me stop and say, this was funny, actually. I said, let me stop and say hi to Boris, the general manager, because I hadn't seen him in forever. And so I go in there and he's off on a cruise.
Okay.
Yeah. But I had dinner, quick chicken and pasta with sun-dried tomatoes and spinach. It was outstanding. And then I read,
was that a special?
No, it was the chicken francaise. It was really good. And then I'm sitting there in a corner by myself and two of my friends, one of my old dear friends, Mindy's married now. I got to use her actual name. Anyway, Mindy, she's there. She lives in Bluffton now. She got married, moved to Bluffton. Her and her husband, Ricky, hadn't seen him in forever. So, hey, come sit with us. And so I wound up sitting, not eating, just watching them eat, because I had eaten already, sitting in P2 listening to live music. It really is a nice scene down there. You know, we've been. So anyway, another shout out for the crew at P2. So this week, you know, we mentioned jokingly that it's a little chilly. It is Heritage Week. And you know, the energy on the island will begin to bubble as it gets closer and closer and closer to the weekend, when it will reach that fever pitch that everybody looks forward to every single year. How do you handle, in a nutshell, you know, are you busy? Do you get calls? Do you show houses? Are you out in the traffic for Heritage Week? How does it work for you personally?
You know, over the years, some weeks have been quiet in real estate and others, you know, like Heritage Friday, maybe 8 years ago, I was putting a deal together from the course and it was really stressful. And you know, you have to take your phone calls. And of course, as you know, when you're on the course, you're not supposed to be on your phone. So right. I'm ducking behind trees, you know, trying to stay off the radar. But this year, I anticipate being busy. I have been showing property every weekend. I have several buyers right now that are just, they're ready to go. When the right house comes to the market, they're ready to go. Sea Pines itself, I don't anticipate that I'll really be showing property there. My buyer's interests lie elsewhere, in particular this week, but it remains to be seen.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We get those phone calls. Yeah. Hi, we're here. Can we see this house this afternoon?
Right now, in an hour. Can you meet us in an hour? Can we arrange that? And you start scrambling. It would appear from what I saw weather-wise, it's going to be a beautiful week to eat outdoors. We've had a few of them in a row, but they're going to start getting fewer and fewer in number. I wrote a quick plug for my column. You can see it right now at eatitlikeit.com, or if you have a copy of CH2 magazine, I've written about my secret. They're not really secret. Everybody knows the secret eats to Sea Pines. If you're going to be here for Heritage, some dishes that I order at different places along the property. And one of them is obviously, you know, it's iconic. It's huge. It's remodeled. It's beautiful. I'm a big fan of Quarter Deck. How often do you get to the Quarter Deck restaurant there? For those who don't know, it's the restaurant underneath the lighthouse.
I get there quite a bit when it's not tourist season.
Right. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, sitting at the bar there, I know eating outdoors is fabulous because of the, you know, you've right. just got the most iconic view in the world.
Right.
Sitting at the bar and just having apps even is fun. And they've got some really fantastic appetizers on their menu as well.
Agreed. Yeah. Last August, I had a gal pal from Atlanta down. She was down on the island with her mom and I took her over. She had never seen the Quarter Deck even before it was renovated. So I'm like, oh, we got to do this. And we sat at that downstairs indoor bar and watched the sunset from the inside because it was August. We had air conditioning, but it's all glass. It's a really, really special scene there. And, you know, I have people, because I mention it a lot, because I enjoy it so much, because I live over here in Savannah. I don't get over there nearly as often, you know, to do things. That's why I enjoy it so much, because it's still a novelty for me. I get a lot of pushback from people. Oh, it's expensive. Oh, it's crowded. Oh, it's, you know, average quality. No, it is high, a little higher priced. Yes, because you're paying for a lot more than the food. You're paying for all of that we just discussed. But I do believe it is good.
I think the thing is to manage your own expectations. Like when you're going to do something like that, you have to get your mindset right. that you go on vacation for about 2 hours, you know, and just deal with the crowd, deal with the stuff, but enjoy it for what it is.
Right.
But change your mindset so you can, you know,
yes.
relax.
Yes. Especially from my seat, I get emails from people who, you know, will go to, it hasn't happened for Quarter Deck, but it happens for other restaurants, that people email me upset that I mentioned a place and they went and it was tourist garbage. I've gotten that over the years. And it's like, you know, well, what did you expect? You went to, not that Quarter Deck is tourist garbage, but people get their expectation that every single meal that they eat, if an entree is above $25, is going to be Beard Award nominated, Michelin starred, gourmet, exceptional. And I get it. People fight for their dining dollar, you know, and they're very choosy about how they spend it. They want it to be great. But you said it. That's why I'm saying all this, because you have to temper your expectations when you go to a tourist area and understand that, yeah, you know, this is a very busy place. This is, the service might be, you know, less than 1,000,000% perfect, but you're going to an island that gets millions of tourists a year. What do you expect? You know, it's like, anyway, I've never had anything except exceptional experiences at Quarterdeck. That's why I talk about it so much. I love it. I love the food. I love the view. And
to shout out the service. I mean, they invest in their service staff, and they train their service staff, and all of them speak to you the way they're supposed to speak to you, and they're just very attentive. They do a really good job.
They do. They do. Another place that does is one, both of our favorites on the other end of the island for outdoor. It's probably the most mentioned outdoor seating spot on the island. You agree?
Are we talking about
Hudson's?
Hudson's. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it is.
It's, to me, also iconic. I mean, it's the oldest restaurant on the island, basically, and you've got the dock there and the shrimp boats, and you're looking at the Port Royal Sound or the,
Skull Creek.
Well, it's the ICU. It's the, you're not looking at the Atlantic Ocean or the Calabogie Sound. It's a different part of the island, but, and the birds and the, the whole nine yards, and you get a little bit of a saltier, grittier experience there. Their food is top notch.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Sorry, Andrew. I like it more off season than in season because it gets crowded and it's still good. But I love me some Hudson's when it's a little quieter. And, people come to visit. People come to visit when they come to visit. But in like right now, right last week, I love Hudson's this time of year. Love it.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. So we are going to... enjoy Heritage this weekend. I'm coming to Saturday. You have your reunion for your Hilton Head Preppers.
Yes. We're going shopping today.
Oh boy.
Provision for our menu. Yes.
How many you get turned out for that every year?
Like 100.
Oh, that's not bad.
Sometimes more.
That's not bad. Yeah. I'll stop by and steal a piece of quiche. Will there be quiche? No quiche. At a reunion for Hilton Head Prep?
My shrimp salad.
Oh, okay. I'll stop by for a little bit of that. And then Easter Sunday, you got big plans. How many are you having for brunch?
I think like 12. It's my daughter and her friends, and we'll do the normal Bloody Mary and Mimosa bar. I'm doing like some casserole-y kind of stuff that they like, a sausage and grits casserole that I do, that everybody loves. I'm doing a caramelized peach, French toast. We're going to do ham and cheddar biscuits with a little bacon jam.
That sounds good.
Breakfast meats. Bacon and sausage and eggs to order.
And mimosas.
Mimosas. Yeah. Well, I've already started working on that.
On mimosas? It's Monday.
No. The party.
Oh.
Making biscuits and making bacon jam and all the good things.
Very cool. Well, as I told you, I believe last week, I don't know if I said it publicly, I gave up bread for Lent. And so I'm 6 days and I haven't missed it. After the first few days, I don't even miss it anymore. I miss the convenience of bread. I don't miss bread itself. But I've started thinking about what I'm going to enjoy on Sunday for Easter. And I thought, I might just make a big old turkey sandwich, maybe a Kentucky hot brown. I've been craving, no lie, for about 2 weeks now. I've been craving a Cuban sandwich. And I thought, maybe I'll make one. And I thought, no, if I'm going to have one, I'm going to let somebody else do the heavy lifting and go see my friends over here at Casa Guava, by the way. If you're looking for a great Cuban sandwich either side of the river, because y'all ain't got a great one over there. You got good ones. You have a great one over there that I've had. Casa Guava here in Savannah is your spot for a Cuban sandwich. I thought, okay, go grab one from him. I don't know what I'm going to do. It'll probably change 15 times between now and Easter Sunday. So whatever I do, though, I guarantee I'll eat it and like it. I'll share it with you next Monday. What do you think?
Can't wait.
All right, let's get out of here. Tell everybody where they can find you last minute if they want to buy a house on Heritage Saturday.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jatan team at eXp Realty, and you can visit my website, margaretcrenshaw.com, to view properties for sale.
I told you I wanted to get out of here in 20 minutes. And as I look at the clock right now, it's 19:59. So we are saying goodbye officially at 20:456. That was efficient. I like that.
Yay.
I will see you this week. Thank you, Maggie. I'll be there. I'll be on the island actually Wednesday, I believe, and Saturday for Heritage. So anybody's right, out there, please say hello.
Text me or I'll see you on the 17th on Saturday.
Yes. Either way, I'll be around.
All right.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for Mondays with Maggie. We'll see you next week.
Bye.